Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and it has been a while. I think the last episode that I published was right at the beginning of this year, and now it's the middle of May, and I'm here again. It's been an interesting few months, and one which has meant that I've not been able to record as easily since the beginning of this year. We have moved house. We bought our own home. We are now homeowners, which we're very excited about. But that obviously took a lot of sorting, preparation, alongside obviously doing the regular day job, both myself, my wife, and having the kids and sorting all we needed to there. Our son is coming towards the end of his leukemia treatment. In fact, he has got basically a week now until he finishes having chemotherapy. And that is wonderful and also very nerve-wracking and just brings up all sorts of emotions, really. And so there's been that we've been working through. We also seem to have quite a bit of illness kind of at the start of the year in January and February, which, again, we worked through. And also my work situation has been challenging recently for a number of factors, and that's required a lot of focus and attention. And you know, it's not necessarily worked through at this stage, but it is getting a little better, I think. And so it's just meant a few months of just very difficult situations to work through, or not necessarily difficult even, but you know, a few exciting, but just very time consuming, energy taking, and all the other adjectives you can think of to describe that. Which has meant that I've not been able to record. And the other kind of nail in the coffin, which was quite significant as well, is a few months ago I realised that the podcasting platform that I used to publish these episodes on my phone quite easily, I mean, that was what this podcast was about, was me being able to record my thoughts on my study, reflect on what I've just studied, share my thoughts on what I've studied, and then record them in a way that I could go back to later, anyone else could go back to later in kind of my family, and kind of learn more about my thoughts around the gospel and what I'd learned. But also, if anyone was interested, to then share those in some sort of way. And a podcast was perfect for that. But the platform that I started to use to do that, well, I say started, I've used for years to do that from my phone in a very convenient way, changed to the point that I can no longer upload episodes using the app on my phone, which, you know, was the whole reason why I picked, you know, that particular platform, because it just meant it was very convenient and easy to do, and it didn't take too much more of my day, given all the things that were happening in my life. It was then made so you could only do it through a laptop, which, I'll be honest, is really inconvenient, given the way I was doing the podcast and the way in which the technology worked for me, because I just record the audio on my phone, study on my phone whilst I'm doing the audio, and then go from there. But, of course, that was also taken away at a time that was very difficult and was very demanding on my time. And so I didn't really have the time to kind of sit and look and think, how can I get around this? But, as you know, despite all of that, of course, you're listening to me now. And just like there are a number of factors that led to me not doing or not uploading the podcast anymore, there's a few factors that have now led to me being able to do so again. The first is that, I mean, I've wanted to, you know, just for the first and foremost is that I've wanted to. And I found the value of doing it at the time. And then in the few months I've not uploaded episodes of the podcast, I've still studied, you know, my scriptures and studied, you know, as much as I can. But it hasn't been as the quality of my study has dropped, and that's you know it happens to everyone. We all go through cycles. I know that through my life, I've seen that. But doing the podcast for a good 4 or 5 years led to me, you know, being more consistent more of the time with my study. Whereas when I wasn't doing it the last few months, that did drop, quite understandably, I'm sure. And so, you know, for me personally, it was something that I wanted to continue with. My wife mentioned it about a month ago or so, just asked, oh, so how's that going? Are you going to carry on doing it again? I was like, well, yeah, actually, I need to look into that. It's been a bit of a crazy month, but I'll look at it again. And maybe she kind of saw that I had missed doing it or something like that. Again, the factors that I mentioned earlier that had stopped me from doing it have now kind of eased, as I've just mentioned. And so that's now led me to be able to look a bit more in detail about how I can continue with this, which is then leads me on to the next factor that I have found a way around the technical issue of not being able to do it through the app on my phone, using the same platform, but just doing it through a different way on my phone, which is good and will mean I can more easily continue with that. And then finally, a few messages from listeners, which I was the least, it was a factor which I didn't anticipate, but I had a few comments from people. I had comments from a few people, not in a mean way or anything like that, but just kind of saying, oh, love the podcast. Are you going to carry on doing it? And that was really nice because number one, it showed me, oh, there is some people in the world that do listen. You know, you don't ever quite know with a podcast. I do run another podcast, which is kind of focused on my work as a teacher, and that perhaps has more reach than this podcast, because it is focused on a particular country in the UK on teaching, and I share it on Twitter with a number of thousands of teachers, and so, you know, quite a few listen. But with this one, I don't actively push this podcast out for listenership. This is more really a personal project which I love, but it seems like and sounds like there's quite a few people that listen to this or were listening to this, and so enough so that a few messaged and asked if it was coming back, and so yeah, here I am now. It will continue in the same format. It's kind of Tuesday to Sunday, just giving me that day on Monday just to study things myself more deeply to begin with. Then I have some more things to share through the week. It will be no more than 10 minutes, between 5 to 10 minutes each day, a short daily bite-sized kind of chunk of your Come Follow Me study. It may not cover absolutely everything in the Come Follow Me study materials that week, because I just may not have the time to cover every single verse or aspect, which I found interesting, but it will give you something to reflect on, something which I found interesting, which I felt was good to share. So it's great to be back. I'm very excited to get back onto this, actually, and please do subscribe. So, yeah, like I said, I was about to say, just please do subscribe. Please do so you don't miss an episode. Please do listen out like I say, we'll start tomorrow, today being Monday, and yeah, looking forward to sharing more of my study, and as I always say at the end, until we meet again.